Soon, she sees him, and he sees her. There's no inner turmoil, no inner debate regarding the fact that he's more or less been stalking her for God knows how long. Time is a figment of humanity, anyway.
You're here early?
I am, yes. Just buying a towel.
Just a towel today? Just one towel?
He looks at the cotton he has in his hand. Yes, it'll suffice for a new life. Little Billy's mother was always telling him exactly what he was allowed to do and what he was not allowed to do. All the things he was allowed to do were boring. All the things he was not allowed to do were exciting. One of the things he was never, never allowed to do, the most exciting of them all, was to go out through the garden gate all by himself and explore the world beyond. Owen stared on, pale, his face drawn, as if he couldn't understand why this was happening. Who are these people? Bud won the City of Vancouver Book Award for a collection of his poetry. Normally, the award is presented by the mayor, but Owen refused to do it. Bud was beginning to despair. He had fought so hard, but the mayor seemed to be an insurmountable barrier. This was the same child who had been telling me only 2 hours earlier how passionately he cared for the environment, for social equality and inclusion. And yet here he was, eating $100 mouthfuls like penny sweets. He can hardly be blamed. He was just a child eating his dinner, blissfully unaware that he was doing so with an absurd logic ingrained in him from his upbringing, which dictated that if two things cost money, ipso facto, they taste good together. Out of curiosity, I had to try this combination for myself. And let me tell you, it was disgusting. Byzantium, a dusty, fly-infested Greek fishing village, seemed an unlikely location in which to build the new capital of the Roman Empire when Emperor Constantine chose it as the site of Constantinople in the 4th century. But by bridging the continents of Europe and Asia, this spot would remain at the beating heart of world politics, the capital of not one but two colossal empires, the Byzantine, or Eastern Roman, and the Ottoman, which successively dominated most of Eastern Europe and the Middle East for 1.5 millennia.